What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Serial Hustler Podcast. I'm your host with the most. And I just feel meh. I'm just having one of those days where it's like, you know how, like when your alarm doesn't go off and you oversleep and you wake up, like, it's just like it feels like a recipe for just a bad day. That's not like the best way of thinking, but, that was kind of like just how my day played out. I mean, I had a good day. I mean, it's all in how you look at it. I mean, you gotta practice gratitude and focus on the good things, but I would be lying to you if I did not say that I'm just not feeling it today, you know? I'm just like, yeah, I mean, these past couple of days, like, it is really interesting. I've never heard any reseller YouTube personality person say how, like, when you sell something and you get that instant, well, not instant, but that gratification, like when you sell something on eBay and you hear that dollar sign, like cha-ching, that's got to be the same thing as like social media and like how like the amount of likes or the amount of followers you have like directly like correlates to like your, you know, your brain chemistry. So it's interesting how that, like, I haven't really had that many. I mean, I've talked to a couple of people. I haven't sold anything yet right now. I've listed a couple of things, but I dropped some stuff off at the post office. I listed some stuff. I found some new things that I am going to list. I kind of have
a game plan for how I want to like do things. And I would definitely recommend if you guys, you know, like when you started out reselling, you didn't really know that much. I mean, like I'm always constantly learning new things every single day. And it's just a never ending, you know, learning experience. But
over time you end up with this stuff that nobody buys. Like you're like, oh, this is so cool. And like you buy it and you think like, oh, like somebody's going to buy this probably in less than 24 hours. And then it just sits there dormant with like barely any views on eBay. You've tried to promote it, still doesn't do anything. And this happened because it was before you learned how to check the sold listings and to compare the amount of sold to the active listings. So, that being said, it's a great idea to have garage sales, or if you have a warehouse sale, and just blow all this stuff out, just get rid of it, sell it for a dollar, sell it and give it away. Just I'm really trying to just minimize the stuff in my apartment. I really do think that, especially when you're a reseller and you're selling stuff, you're doing business, you got to keep it separate from your life, because it can get really stressful real fucking quick. And I'm just naturally prone to that sort of thing. So I got to watch out,
seems like this podcast is picking up some momentum. So thank you for listening. If it's your first time listening, I like to resell. I like to go out to Goodwill, thrift shops, garage sales. I basically started by just selling stuff in my house, like just stuff that was like, hey, like I'm not using this, or like, hey, somebody bought me this, but I already had this and it's brand new. And you can list these things on eBay and you can make extra income, and you can use this money to change your life. Like, I'm like no
fucking joke. Like, it really works. Like, I know that there's a lot of people that tell you, like, if you give me just 5 seconds, I'm going to tell you how you can turn these cryptocurrencies into infinite, you know, tokens or whatever, which amounts to, like, $1 million, you know, like, just psychobabble, just, there's a, what are they called? They're called snake oil salesmen, yeah, yeah, those people, you know, I mean, I am the type of person, I need to believe it, I need to see it to believe it, and it really does work. I'm not kidding. I'm not messing with you. Every person I come in contact with in life, I always try to just convince them, and just think about it. Like, you can make, like say if you're a girl and, like, you know, you just had a baby, and you can sell, like, once you've had your baby, you can sell all the, like, as you're baby gets older and older, you can sell all the clothes once the baby outgrows everything and the toys, and sell them on like Facebook Marketplace or Virage Sale. There's so many, there's too many to count, really. I mean, they're all unique in their own different way, and they're like, they can be used to sell particular things very, very effectively. Like, for example, handcrafted, like, anything art wise made, Etsy, you know, on Depop, that's pretty much like vintage, or like that's what it's known for. Facebook Marketplace, you can get like anything and everything off there. You know, I sold my car on there recently, and it was surprisingly easy, and it was very it just happened very effortlessly. I would highly recommend you know, taking advantage of these platforms, because e-com is just starting, and I have a lot of friends that, you know, they probably have more money in the bank account right now than I do, but that's not important to me. Happiness is important to me. But also, another thing that is important to me is completing my goal that I've set for myself. And my goal is to be a full-time self-sufficient reseller, entrepreneur, and then just have multiple businesses where I can, not only sell, you know, certain things that I've specialized in that I really like. For example, I really like vintage clothing a lot. Like maybe have like a vintage clothing store, and then like a bookstore, but it's a bookstore, like a niche bookstore, having to do with cooking or something. And then have another business where I'm making, like advertisement beats. You know, I'm just coming up with this stuff off the top of my head, but I do really think that we live like in a time, and I'm even like just getting excited thinking about all of the possibilities that are available right now in this day and age. I mean, I don't know, we get so jaded, and we're so spoiled compared to our ancestors, because it was about survival. It wasn't even about happiness back then. I can't even imagine that. That's crazy. Living just to fucking live. It's like, well, we got to kill this bison, and we got to like gut it and do that for like the next 8 hours. And then we're going to like sleep in the blubber or whatever the Eskimos do to keep warm. Sorry about that. That's kind of gross. But I saw that on TV once. Or, well, Into the Wild, it was a movie. Very good movie, by the way. Better book. Check it out. Not reselling or entrepreneur related, but it's fucking amazing. Really good book. And, oh, that's another side hustle is is you know, just like the Kindle publishing and stuff like that. So and there's just too many things to do. So I think what, I mean, if you're young right now, if you're in high school right now, just pick something, just get a taste of pick a bunch of stuff and taste everything and just find what you like. And then like by the time that you're like 20, just run with it and just, you know, and you don't need to go to college to, I mean, college definitely helps out with connections. It helps out with job interviews. But ultimately, I mean, you can still, this world is changing ever so rapidly. And the things that were once very important are not as important anymore. You know, like technology, like the power to be able to create ad campaigns to sell products online, Facebook ads, you know, code, making websites, like site design, graphic arts. These are crucial, important skills that, you know, I think that, I mean, at least for myself, I want to learn, because I think in this, I mean, well, for one, I'm a creative person. Two, and I've said this before, but to fully succeed in this world, you kind of have to be kind of like a oddball, creative, wise guy, you know? I mean, look at Steve Jobs, or look at, but I mean, there's all different like walks of life geniuses. There's practical ones that didn't make their fortune until they were like 40 or 50. Like, I think Warren Buffett still lives in the same house and drives like the same Corolla and eats the same McDonald's hamburger for lunch every single day. And it's just really interesting to study these people and like just their mannerisms and their thought patterns and what is important to them and, you know, where they place their attention. So, yeah, but yeah, there's a lot out there on the internet, and it's only getting bigger. So I guess it's just time to dive in, guys. So give me a shout on Instagram at The Serial Hustler. Check me out on Facebook, Travis Allen Rountree, for blog posts and whatnot. And I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.